We'll call the county council meeting of February 22nd to order. Approve the agenda, Mr. Baker?
The only suggested change that I have is, under executive session, you do not need land acquisition or litigation, potential litigation.
Okay. Council, anything else?
Morning and afternoon.
Okay.
I move we approve the amended agenda.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the amended agenda. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carry. You got in your packet the minutes of February 15th. Any changes or questions on the minutes? Not that they're approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President. There's one piece of correspondence. It's from the Village Improvement Association to Councilman Cole, copied to Councilwoman Deaver. Dear Councilman Cole, on behalf of the Village Improvement Association, thank you for the $2,500 given for the expansion of our meeting facility. The VIA has a 101-year history of giving to the community in which we live. We give thousands of hours of volunteer time to the many agencies, organizations, and public service groups. It is with deep gratitude that we accept your kind gift in recognition of the work we do. Signed by Theda Blackwelder, Chairwoman of the Capitol Committee, Campaign Committee. And that is the only correspondence.
Council, anything else? Correspondence? Mr. Baker, County Administrator.
Yeah, sure. The first item is discussion and possible introduction of an ordinance relating to windmills. And at last week's meeting, a draft ordinance regarding windmills was discussed. A primary purpose of the proposed ordinance would be to provide a means where to allow the construction of windmills on residential lots less than 5 acres. Because of the June 2010 state legislation, an unintended consequence was that the county cannot now authorize any windmills on residential lots less than 5 acres. Previously, the Board of Adjustment authorized these on a case-by-case basis, but the state legislation does not allow the Board of Adjustment to do that now. The proposed draft ordinance would enable residential property owners with lots less than 5 acres to install a windmill subject to certain restrictions. Most of those restrictions are imposed by the state as part of the state legislation, such as the setback must be or would be equal to a maximum of the height of the turbine. There are various sound requirements as per the state legislation, and of course it must comply with airport hazard regulations. One item that is not addressed by the state legislation but we already have in place is the county has a 100-foot height limit on the windmills. For windmills on non-residential properties greater than 5 acres, this proposed ordinance would provide some additional rules regarding those. And also for windmills greater than 200 feet, they would only be authorized in industrial zoning districts per the proposed ordinance. A number of questions arose at last week's council meeting, and we would like to try to address. A question was posed regarding what type of engineering certification in regard to construction of the wind turbine would be required. Normally the manufacturer of the windmill would provide an engineer certification regarding the windmill structure, but another piece of that is how the windmill is installed in the ground, and a separate engineer certification would be possibly beneficial regarding the foundation of the windmill as it's installed. A possibility would be to change the language in the proposed ordinance. Basically, it's in three different sections, but currently there is a sentence that says, applicants shall submit an engineering certification in regards to the construction of the wind turbine. A possible change would be to replace that with applicants shall submit an engineering certification for the foundation and windmill structure in regard to construction of the wind turbine. That's one possibility. Another question was brought up last week regarding lighting. The proposed ordinance would require lighting on the windmill for every 50 feet of height, which is similar to the county rules for cell towers. And then basically, it's the same, we use the same language. Now, the question was brought up, what does the FAA require? And the FAA has various requirements, Mr. Hickens here, regarding lighting. And the FAA it's their duty to enforce those regulations. The FAA may not require lighting sometimes unless the windmill is above 200 feet high. It's typically required for lighting is typically required by the FAA for windmills close to airports. And there are separate FAA rules for wind turbine farms, multiple wind turbines for lighting. So I guess there are a number of options there. If the council would like to consider the windmills in the same category as cell towers as we currently have it, or if not, then that sentence could be deleted, and then there wouldn't be a reference to that. And then a third question arose regarding how the county will know whether a wind turbine is continuing to generate electricity and is continuing being used. The proposed ordinance would require that the owner remove the wind turbine if it's not being used for a year or more. And we talked to representatives from the co-op and DP&L and also a local company that supplies windmills. And basically, the county staff could request from the property owner proof that the windmill is still operational. The county inspector could review the metering equipment, and which is, as we've been told, common to all windmill applications, and that would show whether or not electricity is being generated by the windmill and what savings are being provided to the property owner in terms of their electric bill. So we wanted to get back to you today on these three questions. And yes.
No, I was going to just expand on the last one you talked about the whether they're being used or not. It's the lifespan. I mean, they all have lifespan. So my concern is, like, you know, old mobile homes that are sitting out there, they get to a point, cost too much to get rid of them, or people just don't see the benefits, you know, and they just leave it. So I still say we need to have somewhere in there the manufacturers, and Sam said it perfectly. He says nobody knows how long they're going to last, but the manufacturers have guessed that these things will last X number of years, and that ought to be part of the ordinance, that it's in the computer when we get these applications, that this application has a lifespan, so that it'll be something we can look to, because otherwise we're going to be stuck with these things, stuck around. Mm-hmm. You can remember, Sam, the old days when they had windmills sitting around on these old farms, they gave up on them, there they sit, just rusting carcasses. Now, that's out in rural areas and farm areas. This is going to be more into developed areas. So I think we need to...
And now become a collector's item, and people like to sell.
In farming areas, maybe not in their neighborhood.
But we're going to have this, if we're going to check to see if these things are generating, we're going to have to hire inspectors only work on windy days. On calm days like today, they'd have poor chance of saying they're working or not.
No, you just check the meter. If they're hooked up to a meter and the meter's working.
It can't be turning on a calm day. It's got to go on windy days. So it has to do all their scheduling on windy days.
I think the point is that these meters record. You can tell from 1 month to the next if it's got to be used anything or not. Yeah.
Well, I don't know why we're such electrical inspectors anyhow. Why are we so worried?
No, we're not worried about that. We're worried about whether they're being used, and if they're not being used, they're left. And I'm just concerned that down the road we're going to have a problem. So I'd like to be proactive, Sam, is all.
I understand, but how often do you want to do this? Once a year years or what?
No, I'm saying when an application gets approved and we look at these manufacturer's specs, in the manufacturer's specifications, there's always something about lifespan. That needs to be noted on the application so it can be tracked, you know, 10 years down the road, whatever it is. The other issue is, are they being used? One could be brand new, 5 years, something could happen, a part go bad on it, and they said, I'm not going to go get the part fixed, and there it sits. There's another issue. So again, we've seen other examples of things that good intentions have gone awry. So I'm not trying to add to any cost, Sam. I'm not adding to big government or anything. This is just something to be cautious about.
But the thing is, George, does that windmill look any worse, whether it's generating electric or not generating electric? Does it look any worse to the public side?
All right, well, it's a different argument.
Anything else from council?
Never mind.
We're not worrying about getting it down, but does it really look any worse to your eye? If you rode by, so that windmill doesn't look very good because it's not putting out electricity. But you ride down the road, that looks okay because it's putting electricity out. And we're getting to points of things here, to me, doesn't make what you call common sense in this thing.
Well, since it's such a visible item from many properties away, I think it is something we need to be conscious of.
Fortunately, we can't see electricity. Sometimes I wish we could.
Okay.
Mr. President?
Yes,
The state does limit us on what we can put on any ordinance that we adopt as far as regulating the windmills. And I'm not sure that putting a time period meets that criteria. That's why when we drafted this, we stated that once a windmill or turbine quits operating or providing electricity for a period of 12 months, within that 12-month period, it has to be entirely removed, because we felt that that did comply with what the state requirements were, that we could put that kind of limitation on. So that's why we didn't have other type of limitations.
What happens if they don't? If they ignore our pleas and do not remove it ever? Is there anything in there that says there's a penalty type of thing? How do we coerce them into removing one then?
Well, I believe then it would be a violation just as any other violation if it's a use that's not permitted on the property.
And what is the fee fine structures on that? Does anybody refresh my memory, please? Lawrence, do you know anything about how would this fall into the categories that Everett just alluded to?
If it's a zoning violation, the fine's actually subject to the courts. But it could be no more than $100 per day.
Could be no more than that.
But they most of the fines that we've gotten from the courts have been less, because the court cost carries it over anyway. So the $25 fine and $150 court cost. So it varies, but it could be per day, but it very seldom is.
As the director of
a fine,
as the current director of planning and zoning, do you feel that this is an effective way to address non-functioning windmills? If we have,
that's the only way you can address it. Unless you create something in a regulation. Mm-hmm. Because the only way we can collect a fine to the zoning regulation is by going through the court system.
Sounds
like there's a method of assessment where they can do an automatic fine, but I'm not sure how that works.
I've always heard we've had that are the way we do it isn't really very effective, so I don't know if it's just we're adding more to something that's not very effective in enforcement. So anyway, thanks. I'm just concerned that we're going to have a problem. I'm not going to be here, but somebody will be, and it's going to be like I said, somebody's just walked away from some old manufactured home or derelict building that's just cost too much to demolish, and they just said, heck with it, and walk away. No, show me something that will protect us from that.
Any more thoughts from council?
Well, I got a cell tower, and I've been by to see if it's working lately. Can't tell by looking at it.
Anything else from council? Okay, I guess if you would finalize that, we'll introduce it as an ordinance.
Well, we did say something about the lights. We need to change that line, I think.
Okay. Why?
Because, well, I think Dave just read the answer.
No, he didn't.
Oh, you didn't understand?
No, he didn't give an answer. He gave us a couple options, Sam, I think.
Okay.
I think that we have a current ordinance that on your cell tower you have has three lights, or at 50 feet or whatever the thing. So I'd rather be cautious on the safe side than and lights the lighting. If you're gonna have to put one light up there, it doesn't take much to string another light and another light. So you're not talking about a big deal, but I'd rather be safe than sorry.
I would assume, Mr. Moore, that if we have this finalized, introduce it, that then when we have the public hearing, we can certainly, we can't probably add to, we can take away from, I would assume.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We can do that.
Okay. Okay.
The first item was the question regarding engineering certification, if you wanted to change the language or just leave it as is in the proposed ordinance. Basically, it was just to try to clarify that the engineering certification would apply to not only the structure, which the manufacturer normally would provide, and as well as the foundation, how it was installed.
Any thoughts from council?
Yeah, I believe it in there.
Okay.
I mean,
add it for the foundation. Yeah. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
It should be put in there.
That's fine. Yeah. Add that. That's fine. And then we can always take it out to public hearing, but we can always say no. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
What's next?
That's it? Yeah.
All right. If you would finalize that and get it back to us as a proposed ordinance, we'll read it and move forward.
Okay.
We'll have a hearing and move on. Okay. Next, Mr. Baker.
Yes. The next item is the administrator's report, and we have several items. First, DLDOT public workshop. DLDOT is holding a public workshop regarding the construction of a maintenance facility on Newton Road, west of the intersection of Route 13 and 404. The workshop will be held at the Delaware State Police Troop 5 Conference Room in Bridgeville on Tuesday, March 1st from 4 to 7 p.m., and attached is a notice regarding the workshop. Airport Advisory Committee, February 23rd. Attached is an agenda for the Airport Advisory Committee, which will meet at the County EOC at 7 p.m. on February 23rd, 2011. Dog licensing. Licensing for all dogs that are 6 months of age or older is required by March 1st. Attached is an information application form regarding the licensing. The application is also available online. Licenses will be issued by the county during regular work hours here. Since December 2009, the county has collected $120,600 in dog licensing fees. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. First grant today, New Coverdale Outreach Mission. Mr. Wilson.
That's Mr. Wilson's. Is that a new one or?
That is a new one.
Is that Diane's?
Excuse me?
Is that Diane?
Yes.
$200.
I have a motion from Mr. Wilson's account for $200.
Second.
And a second. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Milford Senior High School for their after prom party.
What did we give them last time?
In the past, we have given them $500, $250 each from Mr. Wilson and Mrs. Deaver.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to give $500, $250 from Mrs. Deaver, $250 from Mr. Wilson to Milford Senior High School after prom party. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips? Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yes.
And the Bay Health Milford Memorial Hospital for their hospital fair.
We gave them what in the past?
We gave them $500 also, $250 each from Mr. Wilson and Mrs. Deaver.
Well, I'll make that motion again.
Okay.
Second.
And motion and second.
Spending your money.
To give $500, $250 Mrs. Deaver, $250 Mr. Wilson to Bay Health Milford Moore Hospital for hospital fair. Any question on motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Opposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore?
Mr. President, there are none.
God, what did I come over here for?
We have one business before council. It's been 8 hours. Maybe
should have started at 12.
We have one business. Is that Jay or Joe Kling or
Joe?
Joe. Okay. I could have the okay. Need Klingler glasses, I think.
Name is Joe Klingy. I'm from Rehoboth Beach. And I was curious about when the appointments were going to be made to the Board of Adjustments. My understanding is that two of the members' terms expired last June and that it was waiting until the report from the workshop last either August or October, but those still have not been met. And I was curious about the timing for that.
What curiosity did to the cat?
We have gotten the report back from the that workshop. We are, I'm sure everybody's looking at that and understanding it, and I would think we'll do something very soon. I don't know exact time frame, but yeah. Because obviously one thing we can't do, I'm sure you realize this, but because that's not on our agenda, we can't have a lot of discussion about that. So we understand your question and your concern. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Now then, Mr. Moore, do you have a...
Yes, today we're going to be recessing for executive session. I thought it'd be beneficial for the public to understand it's going to be elongated. So we would be, upon proper motion, we would be recessing for executive session. After the executive session, come back in, then recess, come out of executive session, recess for lunch, then come back in at 2 o'clock and recess again for executive session till the end of the day. At that point, there will be a motion to recess until tomorrow morning for executive session until complete with the personnel issues. And at that point, come out of executive session and adjourn the meeting then at that point.
Okay.
So I'll make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.